You can also follow me on Twitter, and I will follow you back. And I am sorry for those people that go, "You're not following me back, hypocrite." Give me a moment. I am attempting to do
I need it right now.
Yes. At a cat named Mo. Obviously, you know the morning show at The Rob Show, 2 B's, at Senior Spanish, and at Booby Car. And that's B-O-O-B-I-E, correct?
Yes.
All right.
I am looking to try and change it, though.
Why?
Just because some people think I would grow from it.
Benefit from a more mature?
Yes.
Expand the brand.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to come up with something, but I want this to be like the last time I change it. You know what I mean? So
right.
I need it to be a staple in something.
Why? You could change it as many times as well. Think about David Bowie. He changes his image like once every decade, right?
Yeah. So this is very similar to David Bowie.
You know me.
What a great analogy.
You got to be the, you know, come on, Carmen. You
I'm
got
the
this.
Next David Bowie.
You're the
is
David
like,
Bowie of the Twitter world. Yeah.
Rob, that might be the funniest thing that I've ever heard.
Come on, that's good stuff.
I don't know why that's actually so funny, though.
Yeah, they're making fun of you now, Carmen. You see this?
Rude? What are you trying to say? I'm not?
Wow. No, hey.
Wow, Mo. That's rude.
Yeah. Oh. Take your 8,000 and shove it.
Yeah. Little white girl can't be David Bowie now. Of course.
Calm down, Ziggy Blonde Dust. You can be whatever you want to be. That's all on you. All right. Rob, we have to get serious because it was a tragedy over the last couple of days. Was it yesterday, Rob, or was it the day before? I believe it was yesterday.
Yesterday, at the age of 46 years young.
Young.
Toronto mayor, well, former Toronto mayor, Rob Ford, passed away.
And they say, was it a heart attack, they say?
No, he was suffering from an aggressive form of cancer, and he was elected mayor of the city of Toronto in 2010. He gained international notoriety after a video surfaced in May of 2013 that showed him doing crack cocaine. He was then reelected to city council in 2014. So
you
Toronto is stupid.
No. Toronto understands that coke doesn't necessarily make you a bad guy. All right? Okay?
Yeah.
Let's not have a blanket condemnation of all things yo.
Right?
Thank you.
Listen, I know plenty of people that allegedly might do cocaine that are just delightful people to be around.
I have audio of him admitting to using cocaine if you would like to hear it.
I would love to hear it.
Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
When,
but
sir?
No, do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago. I want to be crystal clear to every single person. These mistakes will never, ever, ever happen again.
Again.
I was elected to do a job, and that's exactly what I'm going to continue doing.
Now, this was not the first mayor that had been caught smoking crack, because in the 80s or 90s, it was Marion Barry, right? The Washington, D.C. mayor.
Absolutely. Now, listen, his first mistake was apologizing. All right. As long as he wasn't doing it while he was performing Canadian governmental duties,
yeah, right?
I got no issue with it. There are two types of people that do coke. There are users, and then there are cokeheads. Cokeheads are messing it up for everybody else.
Yeah, they get violent for no reason.
Well, it's not even that. It's in Anthony. It's okay. A user, a coke user, and I'm not for or against either. Or
right.
We're just spitballing.
Yeah, I mean, people do what they're gonna do. Hey,
yeah.
I'm not gonna get involved.
Yeah, we're just
allegedly.
Talking.
Yeah.
We're not judging anybody. I'm just here to say a user uses cocaine to enhance the party.
Yes.
A cokehead uses cocaine to create a party.
Yes. But you also know what cokeheads do? They smoke crack.
Because
crack is an extreme form of coke. It is not just coke. Like, you could do a bump just to wake you up.
Absolutely.
But when you're smoking crack.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But when you're smoking crack, like, you're trying to run the world.
Exactly. That's why cokeheads are giving coke a bad name.
Yeah, I agree.
You want to do a drug willy-nilly, stick to the marijuana.
Yeah.
All right? Stick to the weed. That you can do any way, anyhow, anytime you want. Coke requires a certain decor.
It does. It's classier. It could be.
Exactly.
Allegedly classier. Well, I mean, I think you just, Cokehead, just stop doing cocaine in public, man.
Exactly.
Just keep it behind closed doors, bro, and stop passing out on the street.
And by closed doors, we don't mean on the top lid of a toilet in a Chili's.
Jesus, man.
Okay. I mean,
Rob, you can understand what we're saying.
No, right?
Yes, you can. Nope. Come on. The last time we were doing blowing that bathroom. Nope. Allegedly.
Never done that.
At Chili's. Hey, don't knock Chili's over there.
They do have good Tex-Mex.
Those tequila lime chicken.
I also have more audio of Rob Ford. This is when he denied propositioning a woman to take a trip south on
him. Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home.
Yes, he did.
Boom, nailed it.
His wife said yesterday, the family came out and said that he was resting comfortably in Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto. He was being sedated to help him ease the pain. He had been suffering from an aggressive form of cancer that took his life. He was hospitalized earlier this month due to the cancer.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we're, you know, not making light of the death, obviously. There's certain things surrounding the man's life. And he lived it larger or as large as he was.
He never looked healthy. Like, every time he saw a photo.
Jolly.
Yeah, like, he looked like Santa. Like, a happy, Coke-filled, booze-loving Santa Claus.
A party Santa.
Yeah, the cool Santa. The Santa that you want to walk downstairs and see in your living room.
Is that, is that your official endorsement of cocaine?
No, my official endorsement of Rob Ford.
Now, let me ask you, did anyone have him in your death pool?
We should go to the hotline, because on the hotline, we have one Brohande, the useless commissioner for the death pool.
Brohande, are you there, sir?
I am indeed.
Okay, Rob, take it away. Let's find out who made some pointage here.
Bro, Honda, if you could please fill us in on who has points for Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
One Rob Show.
Say it right, Bro, Honda.
I can never pronounce your last name anyway. So I can never pronounce your last name, so I wouldn't even try. So, Rob decided to take Mr. Ford as an emergency pick a couple days ago. And sacrificing Eddie Money and Tom Brokaw off of his list.
Which is hard because Eddie Money constantly looks unhealthy.
He does.
Eddie Money hasn't looked healthy since the 80s. No. So it looks like at any moment he's going to die.
And, well, he's saying like he had a stroke.
Well, yeah, he does. And Tom Brokaw, I thought that guy was dead already. I had no idea he was still alive until I saw that he was at the Nancy Reagan funeral. Yeah. And I go, oh, crap. It's
news royalty, man.
That's your turn to go.
And with that passing of Rob Ford, he gets a whopping 79 points to catapult him into third place in the death pool, with a total of 85 points so far on the year. He is Rob. You got one of your emergency picks down. Now you got to just basically need Cat Williams.
Good for you, man.
So let me ask you a question. So right now, since I've used two emergency picks, we only have two, but I thought there was a buy-in where you could pay $20 for an additional emergency pick. Is that not the case now?
There is that rule. That is the stuffing the ballot box rule, aka the Washington TMZ rule. Yes, you can totally buy in. It's stated right in the rules how to go about it. And
So I don't need, it's not like the NFL where you get your challenges back if you win two challenges. If Cat Williams dies, I will get another emergency pick, but I can also, in addition, Cat Williams can live and I can just spend $20 to get the pick.
Yep.
Okay.
That's true.
I will tell you this. Cat Williams is not going anywhere.
I don't know, man. He keeps getting arrested, and it seems like it's on the tail end of what's going to end with death.
Yeah, but black crazy lives longer than black sanity. I mean, that's why Bernie Mac was taken away so early.
Yeah.
That's why the black Michael Clark Duncan was taken away so early, and Bill Cosby, the serial rapist, is doing fine.
Yeah. Well, Bro Honda, what is the standings right now? So if I'm in third, then that means there's two people ahead of me.
There is. In first place with 151 points, Miss Carmen. In second place with 107 points is the Angel of Death currently, Galvin. In third place is yourself with 85 points, Rob. And Tony Burton is in fourth with 18 points. And Mike and Spanish are still yet to be on the board.
Yeah, we're the same finally at something.
No. Lucky you.
All right, there you go. Now, do you need to do any emergency picks now, or do you just wait?
I emailed him yesterday about something for an emergency pick, and then he got in this whole long email, and I just gave him the middle finger back as a response.
Too long to read, man.
Yeah, I don't have time for all your rules, bro. Hyundai, just call in and tell us. But thank you. Awesome. You're doing a fantastic job as a commissioner, and your phone is much better this time, right?
Right?
This is way better connection.
Hey, I have a question.
Oh, go right ahead. He's still here.
Where do we send our money to?
Yeah, bro, Hyundai, where?
It's that lovely rule sheet that I gave you guys all.
I don't know where
you gave us rules. Are you sure you gave us rules?
Wait. Can I?
I absolutely gave you all a copy of the rules.
I never got it
multiple times.
No,
Bro Hyundai, let me pause you for a second.
I'll email you the link to the rules. It's all good.
Because I listen to the show regularly, and it seems to me, every time Bro Hyundai comes on, you guys act as if this is the first time you're hearing about this game.
I didn't even know it. Do we know this person on the phone?
Yeah, no one knows the rules. Yeah. No one knows where the money goes. No one knows how much money needs to be. It's like every time, it's the first time you guys are being aware of it.
Because we only ever care about the deaths and the points. Everything else is just kind of, we kind of keep figuring it out as we go.
Now, if I were to take an emergency pick at this point, would I still have to remove two people even if I'm paying the $20? Bro Hyundai.
No.
Okay, I am
stuff that box.
Okay, and how would
it's totally separate.
So can
it's
I
only the, it's only the first two picks that you actually have to remove people for it. Everything else falls under the buy-in rule.
So can we now then, can I make my emergency pick and I will make my total to $220 that I owe?
Sure.
Wait, Mo, you don't have a saying in this.
I'm sorry, my bad.
You're overstepping.
For that emergency pick to take effect, the money has to be in at the same time as you actually putting in the pick.
Well, so how can I do that then? Because I can PayPal you $20. I just need to make this pick.
Right, exactly. PayPal me the $20, and once the $20 is in the PayPal account, the pick is yours.
I will make a pick as soon as we get off the air right now.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
and
resend that link. I need it. I can't find it in my email.
Yeah. Sweet dreams. Have a good day.
I will email it to you. As soon as I'm off the phone, I will email it to you guys.
Hey, so in the interim, because I am going to go through with the pick,
who are you picking?
That's what I was going to ask. Can I announce it? Because I don't want these guys to then go take an emergency pick while you're taking forever to get me my PayPal. Can we all agree that if I say it out loud now, I get it?
No.
I can't allow it.
I need your PayPal. Give me your PayPal account right now, then. Then just give me your PayPal account right now so I can give you the $20.
Whisper to me, Rob, who you're going to pick. And I'll make sure nobody else picks them. All right.
It's in that lovely rule. The PayPal account to send it to is in that rules list. I've already given it to you twice on the air. I'll send
one
it
more
to
time.
You again.
You gave
I'll
us a list of rules?
I never got it.
Yep.
All right. I don't think you did.
All right. Am I good to let him go?
Yeah.
All right.
It's useless.
Bro Han, thank you. All right. See you later. Talk to you later. I don't know who will be in the host chair, but I'm sure the next time Bro Hyundai is on the air, this same conversation will transpire. most definitely. You don't want to tell us who the pick is?
No, because I don't want anybody to take it, but I do have it. So.
Spanish, can you and Carmen both agree that you will not try and subvert Rob and acquire his
absolutely,
pick?
Absolutely, man. I agree to that.
No, I can't. I'm in it to win it.
It's all right. I already gave my money, so I'm good now.
I don't want you to pass it. Damn it!
Okay, who's your pick?
The money is already in, and the pick, I will show you right here. His name is Craig Sager, the longtime sideline analyst who has been given 3 to 6 months to live because his cancer and leukemia is no longer in remission.
We're going to have to discuss that when the guys have no idea who that is.
A lot of other people do, so
we'll discuss it.
Should we be doing this, guy?
I don't feel good about it, but it's a competition.
Oh, you're smiling still. You're smiling still when you say that.
The smile would indicate otherwise that you feel like you're on the ball
TV. I am very sad.
Deeply honest.
Okay, well, I take solace in the fact that I don't know who the guy is.
I've never heard of him.
And I have no money on it, so good luck to you all. And we are going to have attorney Dom Ferriello in next, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I do believe that I have a surprise at the front lobby door for you guys as well. Well, it's no surprise. You knew we were going to have some food in here. I know, my stomach is killing me. Carmen, I do know that there is an extra special surprise in it for you.
What? Dildos.
Wait, no.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Donuts and dildos. Who's right?
That I don't know about.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.